Council got an update on the Lawrence Street floodwater mitigation project on Monday, as well as the latest on plans to build a new abattoir out to the Tantramar River in order to complete the flood control system. Tantramar is managing the abattoir replacement project, but the construction and engineering costs are being covered by the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. DTI committed $2.4 million towards the new abattoir in May as part of the province's climate change fund. But town engineer John Eppel told council the lowest bid on the project from Caldwell and Ross came in at over $2.8 million, and with engineering services added in, the cost is more than $3 million.
It is over budget, and the cost information has been shared with the province the same day. We are waiting to hear back from the province how they wish to proceed, whether they can find additional funding or want to split it over 2 years, what have you. We have not had any follow-up from the province as far as additional information since then. Optimistically, at the December 12 meeting, we will have more information. And if the province has more funding, then we would bring forward a recommendation for award.
Eppel said that if DTI came back with a funding increase before Tantramar's December 12th meeting, the project could still get built on schedule before the March 31st expiry date for the funding.
So we've known since last May that that was the end date for the funding from DTI, and DTI has, if you recall, in the summer had asked us to proceed with the design and with the environmental work that had to be done and apply for the permits and issue the tender, and we've done all of that at DTI's request in order to stay on schedule, and this is on schedule. If DTI gets the information to us so that we're in a position to award at the December 12 meeting, we'll still be on schedule.
Eppel said that the winter months were actually ideal for the abattoir work to take place.
It was designed and intended to be done over the winter. It's actually easier to construct over the winter because the materials in the abattoir will be frozen, and if we encounter some of our black peaty material, hopefully it will be frozen too and make it easier for us to dig through it and have the angle of repose not be an issue.
With the wait for approval from DTI, there is a chance the abattoir could be delayed. Local journalist Bruce Wark asked about the capability of the new Lawrence Street system without the new abattoir.
Could the flood control system, the new one we have now, handle a 1-in-100-year storm?
Excellent question. Once we get retention pond 3 connected to retention pond 2, yes, we can handle a 1-in-100-year storm. The difficulty that we have is discharging that water out into the river past the abattoir. And so if it became a prolonged event or that we had another event happen quickly on its heels, we would have to deploy a portable pump system that we have already established an intake for it and a concrete pad, but we would have to position that out on the abattoir to pump excess water. So it would just be a delay in being able to discharge that water into the river system. There is restrictive capacity because of the height of the pipe discharging through the abattoir, but also the size. And so the new stacked abattoir will have a larger pipe at a lower elevation, and it will also have a secondary pipe at a higher elevation that will handle when we have a bigger storm event.
That's town engineer John Eppel addressing council on Monday. Eppel also gave an update on the progress of the Charles Street Retention Pond project, which is in the midst of being connected to the St. James Street Pond. The project also involves a culvert under the CN rail line, which required permission from CN, something that was delayed in coming.
Because of delays in obtaining the permit from CN to do that work, it's been deferred a little bit. I don't have a confirmed date for that to occur yet, but had that happened last week, we would have been on track for this project to be 100% complete in mid-December. So I'm anticipating that things might get pushed back by a week or two, but assuming that we can get that specialized contractor or subcontractor to come in to do the work in the next week or so, then I would expect us still to be 100% complete this December.
That's town engineer John Eppel speaking at council on Monday.